The state Supreme Court in North Carolina is delaying next year's primary elections after lawsuits over change to the state's congressional and legislative district maps. Some groups say these new maps are unconstitutional. Let's bring in Jeff Tiberi. He's Capitol Bureau Chief with member station WUNC. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, great to be here.
Yes, great to have you. So this decision will push the primary from March to May of next year, and there are two lawsuits here. Tell us more about the plaintiffs and why they say the maps are gerrymandered and unconstitutional.
Yes. So there are a series of plaintiffs, among them the League of Conservation Voters, and they are alleging extreme partisan and extreme racial gerrymandering. This is an issue, of course, racial gerrymandering that is illegal in part. The issue of partisan gerrymandering was ruled not justiciable, not an issue for the federal courts. And that ruling came down from the U.S. Supreme Court 2.5 years ago. So this is something that is playing out in state court. Ultimately, just kind of a broad brushstroke here, North Carolina is evenly divided from a political standpoint. About a third of registered voters are Republican, about a third registered as Democrats, and about a third are unaffiliated voters. What the new districts, the ones that have been put on hold for now, would likely do is create a congressional delegation that provides Republicans with 10 out of 14 seats and give Republicans very comfortable margins at the state legislature. So plaintiffs have ultimately said these are extreme gerrymanders along both partisan and in some cases racially gerrymandered districts ways.
Well, Republican lawmakers have drawn these maps and they're defending them. What are they saying about this decision from the state Supreme Court?
So this preliminary injunction that came Wednesday evening from the state Supreme Court, blocking filing, putting just a halt on things as they were moving forward. Republicans say this is without legal basis and that this throws the 2022 midterm in North Carolina into something of an element of chaos. They're not happy about it. And Republicans have long maintained that they're drawing maps in a fair way, and that Democrats have hurt themselves by this self-sorting that has taken place across the country. Republicans say that they're not gerrymandering, and that this is really amounts to something of judicial activism, and amounts to Democrats trying to rig the system in their own right.
Okay, so what's the process to resolve these lawsuits? Will they need to go through the courts?
So, yes, they will. And what's really notable here is that the order that came from the state Supreme Court yesterday requires there to be a trial on the merits of these districts by January 11th. And then the appeal, the expected appeal, would be expedited to the state Supreme Court. And that's really notable because Republicans drew districts 10 years ago. Those districts, both legislative and congressional, were ultimately struck down multiple times in state and in federal court. But it took years to do that. And there's a lot of collective inertia. People, good governance advocates who say we need to get this adjudicated early on in the decade so that we don't have claims of illegal districts for a long time.
A lot to unpack here. We'll have you on again. Jeff Tiberi is Capitol Bureau Chief for WUNC. As always, thank you.
You're welcome, Tanya.